This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Tuesday, April 16th. Well, kind of a mixed day yesterday with wheat mostly lower, but Chicago putting in a new low for this move and then trying to bounce back. So we didn't close that bad in Chicago. We were just down 4. KC and Minneapolis were both down 6. Corn was very quiet, trading at kind of an inside day, but still down 4 on the day. And soybeans were down 15. So grain markets kind of chopping around. Soybeans coming back down, testing recent lows. Wheat trying to make some sort of stand here, but they just seem to be kind of leaking lower. We're looking at the southern plains here in the United States with the growing season well underway. It's dry in the western half of the plains, plenty of moisture in the eastern half. The forecast is calling for these next couple days a pretty major system to come across the northern part of the central plains, kind of the northern plains, northern Midwest. The southern plains over the next couple days looks like some thunderstorms could be moving through. And then we turn into a stretch of relatively dry, but temperatures are going to get really hot over the next couple weeks. They're going to be much above normal temperatures over these next couple days in the southwest U.S. But that ridge shifts east and parks itself right over Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, northern half of Texas. It's a huge dome that's going to park right over hard red winter wheat country, again, right in a key time of the growing season. So moisture situation is okay in the eastern part of the plains. Like I was just saying, the western part, not so much. You're really not going to have that much moisture before this heat sets in. So we'll see what happens, but that's not a great forecast for a crop that really could use a drink, at least in the short term. We've got the Midwest looking at much better moisture conditions. In fact, if anything, it's too wet in the eastern Midwest. The western Midwest, which has trended dry for months, is going to get a nice shot of moisture here over these next few days. It's not going to end the drought, but it's going to set up moisture conditions in the topsoil very nicely for corn planting. And speaking of corn planting, we're at 6% complete. That's up 3 on the week, and it's 1 point above the average. Soybean plantings are at 3%. That is 2 points ahead of the average. Spring wheat planting at 7%. That's up 4 from last week and up 1 from the average. Montana's at 2%, which is 3 points behind the average. North Dakota at 3%. That is right on its average. Idaho's at 39%. That's 14 points above last week and 11 points ahead of the average. Washington's at 42%. That's up 21 points over last week and up 2 points over the average. So far, things moving along in the northern plains. Going to get some rain delays, but that's okay. And we don't see any serious planting delays at this point. It's still pretty early. Temperatures are warming up, trying to anyway, and we are getting some much-needed moisture. So we should be seeding into pretty respectable conditions across much of the country when it comes to the spring crops. In the crop condition ratings report yesterday, we had Texas at 48% good to excellent. That was up 4 on the week. Port of Arapahoe was down 1 at 19%. They're at 40% headed, which is 8 points ahead of the average. In Oklahoma, 60% good to excellent. That's down 8 on the week. 10% Port of Arapahoe is up 2. 15% headed, which is 7 points ahead of the average. In Kansas, 43% good to excellent. That's down 6. 19% Port of Arapahoe is up 5. So that's notable. Kansas, of course, is by far the biggest hard red producing state. And their crop conditions have been sliding over these last few weeks. Nebraska at 70% good to excellent. That's up 2 on the week. 4% Port of Arapahoe is down 2. Colorado 53% good to excellent. That's unchanged. 17% Port of Arapahoe is down 4. South Dakota at 57% good to excellent is down 3 on the week. 7% Port of Arapahoe is up 1. Montana at 56% good to excellent is down 7 on the week. 7% Port of Arapahoe is up 2. Illinois is at 78% good to excellent. That's up 12. 6% Port of Arapahoe is down 7. Ohio is at 70% good to excellent. That's up 3. 4% Port of Arapahoe is up 1. So you can see soft red is doing just fine. Very, very few threats there, at least on the horizon. U.S. total U.S. winter wheat, we're at 55% good to excellent. That's down one on the week, but it's still 28% better than we were a year ago. Port of Erie poor sitting at 13%. That's up one on the week, but down 26 from a year ago. And one other thing, we've got Egypt came in for a tender yesterday afternoon. So far this morning, Ukraine is the lowest bid at 219 FOB, which is quite a bit higher than what was quoted over the weekend of what Ukraine FOB offers were at 195. So I thought that was worth noting. Other FOB offers for this Egyptian tender had Russia the next lowest at $230 to $235 a ton. That was for the 180-day line of credit. If Egypt took the 270-day line of credit, prices would be $240 to $245. The next lowest bid was France at $236 FOB on a 180-day, Romania at $237 at 180-day, and Bulgaria at $239 for the 180-day line of credit. So it looks like Ukraine is definitely the more competitive one here. I don't know how much they have or how much they offered, but we'll get those results here by the close today. So moving forward, you know, we're looking at wheat, of course, weather conditions. The Black Sea has been on the radar. You know, it looks like a high-pressure ridge. It's parked itself right over eastern Ukraine and pretty much all of southern Russia and up into central Russia. That's going to stay there for, it looks like, another week at least, because all these rain systems just move to the north around that. Now, the longer-range forecast for the Black Sea does suggest we're going to see some rains coming in, mostly for the southern part of southern Russia, which is a major wheat-producing area. So that could offer some relief, but that's quite a ways away. We'll see what that forecast is saying a week from now. But for now, temperatures are increasing and the rain is not coming. So we're starting to get a little bit more nervous about what's going on in the Black Sea. The market hasn't really responded to that, but I think it's looking at the rain potential for here in the Central Plains and the Northern Plains. Even though the temperatures are going to soar here next week, if those rains do materialize, that's going to go a long way to helping that crop. So let's play it day by day, of course, as we do for these next couple months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.